This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Surfside, Florida on Thursday to visit with the families of victims of the collapsed Miami-area condominium tower. Biden has offered federal help and extended his concerns to the community as people grieve their lost loved ones and wait anxiously as search and rescue efforts continue. As he said in one tweet, slow work of sifting through the remnants of the collapsed building stretched into a sixth day on Tuesday. Two additional bodies were found Monday, raising the count of confirmed dead to 12. That leaves 150 people still unaccounted for in the community of Surfside. No one has been found alive since hours after the collapse last Thursday. Israel's foreign minister kicked off the highest-level visit by an Israeli official to the United Arab Emirates Tuesday, 9 months after the two countries established relations in a deal brokered by the United States. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid met the UAE's foreign minister in Abu Dhabi and inaugurated Israel's first embassy in the Gulf. Although the visit is historic, it received little fanfare across local media. The spokesman for the fighters retaking parts of Ethiopia's Tigray region says that they will pursue soldiers from neighboring Eritrea back into their country and chase Ethiopian soldiers to Addis Ababa what it takes to weaken their military prowess. The spokesperson tells the Associated Press that they'll stop at nothing to liberate every inch of the Tigray region of 6 million people. Nearly 8 months after fighting erupted between the Tigray forces and Ethiopian soldiers backed by Eritrea, he rejects a unilateral ceasefire Ethiopia declared on Monday. This is VOA News. North Korea's official media say leader Kim Jong-un berated senior ruling party and government officials for their failures in the fight against the coronavirus. He said the grave incident in North Korea's pandemic fight created a huge crisis, but the report from the Korean Central News Agency did not give details. North Korea has claimed to have had no cases of coronavirus infections throughout the pandemic, despite testing thousands of people and sharing a porous border with China. Kim made the comments during a meeting he called to discuss the antivirus failures. The report said Kim criticized senior officials for supposed incompetence and other errors in their work fighting the virus. South Korea is reporting its biggest daily jump in coronavirus cases just a day before it plans to relax its physical distancing rules. The government said Wednesday it confirmed 794 new cases over the past 24-hour period, about 80% of them in the greater Seoul area, where more than half of South Korea's 52 million people live. Starting Thursday, authorities plan to permit social gatherings of up to 6 people, an increase from the current 4. Restaurants, cafes, and other businesses will be allowed to stay open until midnight rather than 10 p.m., and ease distancing guidelines will be applied outside the Seoul region. U.S. officials will close 4 emergency facilities set up to house record numbers of migrant children across the Mexican border alone, but cautioned Tuesday that minors were still arriving. The Department of Health and Human Services will shut 2 facilities in Texas and 2 at convention centers in California by early August. 4 of the large shelters will remain open, including one that is face criticism from immigrant advocates at Fort Bliss Army Base in El Paso, Texas. Others are in Michigan, Texas, and California. Recapping our top story, again, U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to travel to Surfside, Florida. This will occur on Thursday to visit with families of victims of the collapsed Miami-area condominium tower. He offered federal help and extended his concerns to the community as the people grieve their lost loved ones. The work has been sifting through remnants of the collapsed building, stretching into a sixth day on Tuesday, now going into Wednesday. The 2 additional bodies were found Monday. The death toll is now at 12, and 150 people remain unaccounted for. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.